It's no secret that the city of Boise has some ambitious climate goals as they work to make the community carbon neutral by 2050. And that's why they're enlisting the help of some of Idaho's most passionate activists, our youth. With $50,000 to invest in youth-led projects, the city is looking for proposals that will help make a difference in our community. Joining us now to talk more about this opportunity is Climate Action and Sustainability Coordinator Alex Brooks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, tell me a little more about how this effort got started. What is it and how to get going?
Yeah, the Youth Climate Action Fund is an international program and it's powered by Bloomberg Philanthropies. The goal of the program is to empower young people to identify climate challenges they see in their own communities and then actually implement solutions. So Boise applied to be part of this program and we were chosen as one of 100 cities worldwide to participate. So we received $50,000 to sub-award through micro-grants to youth-led projects. And these awards will be $1,000 to $5,000, depending on the project budget. And the projects have to have a direct benefit in Boise City. So we're looking for applicants ages 15 to 24. So if you know any local high school or college students, we would love to hear their ideas.
So why was this an opportunity that you wanted Boise to be a part of?
You know, obviously our community is changing and the young people in our community are going to be the ones that deal with the challenges in the future. And as we all know, young people usually have amazing big ideas. And so we want to hear their input and learn from them and see what they're experiencing in their communities.
Well, you know, as we said in the intro, kids are some of the most passionate about climate change and helping the environment. But Boise is no slouch. I mean, talk about some of Boise's climate action priorities.
Yeah, we have pretty ambitious goals, like you said, but we're making strides towards those goals every day. Right now, we're focusing on transportation and building and energy priorities. These are the main two contributors when we talk about greenhouse gas emissions. So those two areas are our main focuses.
So when you're talking about carbon neutral by 2050, that's very ambitious. Are you optimistic?
I am. I think that Boise is on board for these goals and everyone can help towards us accomplishing these goals. You know, Boise really values their natural resources and recreation. And I think that through those values, we can accomplish these goals together.
We're speaking with Climate Action and Sustainability Coordinator Alex Brooks about the Youth Climate Action Fund. What kind of impact are you hoping these projects will have? I mean, we haven't seen the projects yet, but what are you hopeful for?
We're looking for a wide range of project ideas. When people hear climate project, they're not really sure what that means, but it could be anything from a tree planting or a trash pickup. It could be a neighborhood event or putting in a community garden. The projects just have to align with one of our climate priorities areas. And these are all listed on our website, along with more information about the application. I have some examples of youth projects that have already been done with the city. Next week, crews of young people are going to be collecting heat data in the Bora neighborhood to address specific needs of that area as we head into one of the hottest summers on record. So the data that these young people are going to be collecting will help our community plan for future cooling solutions. Another cool example I heard from another community that's participating in this program is a lot of youth were seeing trash at one of their skate parks from disposable water bottles. So they decided to buy a water fountain for visitors to fill up reusable water bottles, which reduced trash in the skate park and it reduced the need for disposable water bottles. So these are just two examples of projects, but really we're looking for any idea that youth have and we're willing to work with youth groups in order to develop their ideas further.
That is really cool. And you don't know what, you know, the kids are going to come up with. It could be anything. I think it's great. So the money that the grants, the micro grants, this is going to help the kids get the program, the ideas off the ground, right?
Yes, definitely. And the young people that are applying do have to be part of some sort of group, whether that's your school or a youth group. If you just have a group of friends that wants to do a project, we can help you find a sponsor organization. We have a number of community groups that have agreed to participate and sponsor these projects. But yes, they will receive the funding in the next few months, and then the projects will be implemented by the end of the year.
So how do you select from the proposals? Talk about the Youth Climate Action Council and how it's involved.
Yeah, we will have a review committee, and that's an interdisciplinary team of people from Parks and Rec, our Arts and History department, and we are also including two of our Youth Climate Action Council members so that we really are understanding what the youth is asking and that youth have an option to give their input on the decision of who is receiving these funds as well.
Wow, and you mentioned a couple of ideas. How many proposals have you gotten so far?
We have a handful. The deadline is this Sunday, June 30th. But if groups need more time, they can reach out to us through the website. We understand that summer is a busy time for young people, and we really want to capture the ideas that are being put forth by our community.
And you mentioned an age range. How old do you have to be, or can you be, to be in here, and that you have to be part of a group?
Yeah, lead applicants should be 15 to 25 years old. So looking at high school and college students. But if they participate in a group that also has adults in the group, we just really want each project to be youth-led.
Nice. So when do you pick all the projects? When will the projects start rolling out?
Yeah, the applications close this Sunday, June 30th. But like I said, if groups need more help, or more time, they can reach out to us. There's an interest form on our website. We'll take the month of July to evaluate the project, select the projects, and we'll be funding between 10 to 50 projects due to the amount of funding that we've received. And then we're hoping that projects will start this fall once school's back in session, and then all projects will be completed by the end of the school year, or sorry, by the end of the calendar year.
Are you enthusiastic, getting kids involved and getting their ideas out there and working for the city?
I'm so excited. This project has been so fun to work on. I help facilitate our Youth Climate Action Council, which is a group of 12 high school students that volunteer with us each year. And seeing, like you said, how much passion the young people have and the crazy big ideas that they have, that's what we need to make climate change, climate action in our community. So I'm so excited and open to hearing any idea that the youth in our community have.
Wow, we've been speaking with Climate Action and Sustainability Coordinator Alex Brooks about the Youth Climate Action Fund. Keep in mind, if you're thinking about applying, all applications must be received by the City of Boise by June 30th, or get in touch with them before then. And we'll put links on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Alex, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.